Audio Discourse of The Plan for Restoration of Constitutional Government by Gary Hunt, Outpost of Freedom. Episode 14, Part 9, Extension of Influence into the Federal Government. Overview. All liaison committees should be actively initiating contact, discussion, and conversion of federal employees, military, or any other agents of the de facto government regarding participating in the effort to restore constitutional government in the United States. As agencies of the rebel government come under the control of the committees, what remains of rebel authority will be, for the most part, contained in Washington, D.C. Their ability to function and control the country will be jeopardized to the point of ineffectiveness. Historical perspective. On March 1, 1781, the colonies, united, adopted the Articles of Confederation for the United States of America, and a nation was born. Subsequently, due to defects in the Articles, a Constitution for the United States of America was submitted to the then 13 states and was ratified by the 9 requisite states on June 21, 1788. That Constitution and the government created by it stood well for over half a century. At the end of the Civil War, amendments were ratified under the condition that states that did not ratify the amendment would not be allowed full status as a state until they did ratify those amendments, beginning with the Anti-Slavery Amendment. That amendment was not ratified in accordance with the Constitution, since duress was the motivation for many of the states whose place in the Union was subjugated to federal military districts. Role of the committees. The committees, as well as the state legislatures that have been brought back into the Union by the expansion of these efforts, need to provide any requisite assistance from the State Advisory Council. They will continue to provide delegates as necessary until the Council deems that their services are no longer necessary. They will continue to work with local and county governments until constitutional compliance is completely achieved. Militia. The militia will carry out duties assigned by the committees, including both garrison and combat. Their structure will be maintained, though they will become a part of the United States militia with all benefits, uniforms, all supplies being provided by the provisional government. The United States militia general officers will be commissioned by the Constitutional Compliance Convention. Liaison Committee. Liaison Committee will continue to reach out to secure agreements by government agencies to accept the transition as designed herein and modified as necessary by committees or other advisory groups. They will also communicate as necessary with any foreign government until completion of the transition.